This week, we do a delve, a deep dive into a Shas Sugya, which has implications all across Nashim and Nezikim, v'hamistayif, and that's the Sugya of Tanoim. So the Gemara, in referencing the issues b'negeya to the Sugya of Mumin, the Gemara brings up a question about a Tanai. The Gemara says, "Michde," on the find out. Kol Tanai meicha gamrinan. Where do we learn Hilchos Tanoim from? Mitanai b'nei Gad and b'nei Ruvain. The parsha, if you can put the find out on, that would be helpful. The parsha in the Torah, you just said it
Sorry, I
on
think
the
it gets to Rav Pesach had to drop for a second, so or it stop screen
what?
sharing. Rav Pesach had to stop screen sharing for me, so I'm trying to bring it up myself. It might take me a minute. I'm sorry.
Okay, very good. So the Gemara says that the Tanaim ben Gad and Ruvain is the template for all Tanaim and Kol Torah Kula. And the Tanaim ben Gad and Ruvain requires that it be effectuated, an ability to effectuate Al Yedei Shliach and Ki Hasam, anything which can be effectuated at Al Yedei Shliach is considered to be a valid Tanai. To know, oh, the Leafshlu Klima Yedei Shliach Ki Hasam Loi Hava Tanai. So we have a major klal in Hilchos Tanoim that Tanai works only in something which is efsher l'kiyum al-yedei shliach, but not in something that's efsher. A template of that, an example of that, is chalitza. And the Gemara brings a mekayer in the parshas of Tanoim that Tanoim b'nei God are learned from Tanoim God b'nei Ruvain, and there it was something which was efsher l'kiyum al-yedei shliach. Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah to Yeshua to be his shliach in Chalukas Haaretz. Moshe Rabbeinu was not zeicher to actually physically enter Eretz Yisrael, but Chalukas Haaretz was done bechasusa Yishol Moshe Rabbeinu. How? By him appointing Yahushua as his shliach. How can we learn this tonight from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven? In the end of the day, we can only learn from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven dinim which have a svara. What's the svara to say that a tanai is inextricably linked to a davar sheyesh b'shlichus mechatesa? Maybe you can have a tanai, even though there is no shlichus. Why are the two necessarily linked together? This is Tosfos Kashan Divrei Masechta Tanai. Rav Jeff, am I getting the screen share or what? What happened here? Okay, Tosfos Divrei Masechta Tanai. Notes on Daf Ayin Daled, please. Pektaisis, mas svara yesh kan, ligamina mahasam, alina mashio svara. The limudim of Hilchos Tanoim that govern Tanai God of Nehruvain only work when there is a svara. What svara is there that it's mulz the less of mashlich is less of a tanai? So there are several mahalchim the Rishonim. Taisis himself answers. The fact that there is something that's isa b'shlichus as a spar is a proof that it is something which is totally under his control, because you can only be mimana shliach for something which is under your control. Makes sense that it should be yodai to be mashveh tnai. Av chalitza she'em b'yad l'kayma de shliach loy hava b'yadai nami lemirim lebei tnai. Taisa says that shlichus is a proof that the maaseh is kol kach b'yadai, that it is something which is so powerful enough, is a raya that a tanai would work. If a lay scam tanai a maisa kayam, Shamachsvar might have clown binish eshlakam de shirk dun may of Neruven. Frektis is a kasha bezoi. We know two of the other major principles in Hilchos Tanoim is Tanai Kofu, and Yavru V'lo Yavru, and Tanai Koyin L'maisa. I mean, Tanai Maisa based Varim Mashmisha Ugzli Dafkar Meir Slave L'Rabbana. Why the Inyan Zeh Scroll Ein Svara Kol Kach? These other principles of Tanoim are not so powerful. Little Maid Mishum Lahachi Pligi Aleh. Tanai, and the Tosis goes on to say there's no Tanai Chalitza. The entire Maisa is Yosef B'yadai. It's more Mistaver that he shouldn't be able to put a Tanai into it. Why not? We have a principle in Chol Torah Kula, Asi Dibur Umivatel Dibur. It's page, looking for the page, it's 37. Asi Dibur. Umivatel dibur. So memela, the tanai should be batel, and the maaseh should be kayim. Are they affected Panishu? My tire, you're in the wrong book, I believe. You have to go to the new one.
Yeah, I think I have to download the new one. I'm sorry.
Let me repeat the Panishu's kasha. Panishu's kasha is that the Tosis's Yisoid that ties together the strength biyodoi through the explication of Shlichus is Ipchem Mistabra. Why? Because the more something is, the mice is in his hand, the more Mistabra that he should not be able to put a tie into it. Why not? Because we have a principle in the Torah called in Shas that a dibur can be mevatel a dibur, but mecha tesa a dibur should be able to mevatel a maisa. So, by definition, a tanai being mevatel a maisa is a chiddush. And therefore, the mainstream thinking should be that the tanai is batel and the maisa is kayin. So, why would this be a svara in the strength of the maisa? Mameli explains it a different way. The mice says, Efshalah soy soy de shliach is not considered to be a mice gomor. And that's why you can make a tanai. Dafka, because it's not a mice gomor. But something which is the Efshalah soy soy de shliach, that's a quote unquote mice gomor. If it's a mice gomor, it's finished, it's whole, it's complete. And a tanai is not allowed to be put into this Maisa Gomor. That is the Mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. If you can put it up, I will show it to the Olam, but I'm not sure where it is. There you go. The rainbow gum in Bazaar, bottom left. No, you had it, bottom left. The hug come limba alma. Mean tonight shall come to Shriach, and shall my self shall come to Shriach. I'm not son of Yachel come to Shriach. The Iker, you say to what something can be done with Shriach, that's in the Maisa. None of the Tanai. Imkain, Mazer. Shakasav, Shriach, Mitzah Shriach, Kim, Mitzah, same Tanai. And then Pnei Yeshua goes on to say his svar. Ulfini is daiti. As far as the tumo yaisa, kol shemai tzedi yaisa mistabesh ein yachol b'nai tnai. Las nibur and batal maisa. Mislamer when tnai and batal maisa come. Lulei shani eini kedai lechrias for us my nir ulfini is daiti lehepach. Pnei Yeshua says, ipch mistabra mamish. To call deich shemai tzedi yachol esed eich liach ein kei maisa gomor. So what is the Pshat? So scroll down. He says, let's leave it the way it is, please. Well, my depreciation of us to shopper. The Dharmashulis need any achleitzer shliach. Kataleka meisa gomer. Lo dibur ba'alma. Vos dibur vatal dibur. Let's go back here. Sorry. Go back to the scroll down just so we can see one or two. No. Freeze. That's good. Let's pick it up again. Neil finishes like to have call extra my sin cause their shliach ain't kind my sin gomer. We're at the last yellow line. Vade and yachlas their shliach and chalit to be it. Let's freeze. Call my sin tell the goof of vade and yachlas their shliach. The kim to my sin gomer ain't yachlas lahat il boy tonight. He says to me, sure, I don't think that's finished. Can't put it tonight, but let's never matter my sin. My sin can hech their shliach ain't kind my sin gomer. Shemacha yachlas lahat il boy tonight. Beautiful. The Ritva has a different Malach, and the Ritva says that the reason that for the Svara is something which you cannot make a Shliach, you can't be a Tanai. Tanai the Ritva Svarahu. Why? Given the Maisa Alam Kolahai, the Maisa is so strong, the last Sayyidei Shliach, Lechayal Be Tanai. Last two lines. The Kaimon Liban Lav, Bahamia Gamrita Mene, this Svara of most less Shrikas, we do learn the Svara who, given the Maisley Alam Kolahai, less Ali De Shrikas. So the Achronim, the Rashivas, have various Birim in the Svaras of the Taisvis, and I'm going to share a few of them with you in the time that we have available. Abu Chanan, Simonayin Vav, explains that the lumdus is something which is a maisa which is so much biyadai that it can be mekayim it ayudei shliach. Then he has the ability to insert a tanai into it. What's the pshat? He says because the din of shlichus and the din of tanaim, shlichus is appointing somebody in your stead, which makes him you. A tanai is making a condition which can be somehow be mevatel, otherwise a bulletproof maisa. Both of them work in a limited field. They work in a place where a person is actually effectuating the chalais. What's a prime example of that? Kedushin. You marry an isha, so you can do two things. You have an ability to create a chalais of kedushin. And you can do this either through a shliach, that's the sugya that we'll be learning in Kedushin in a few years, or you can insert a tanai into it. There, your ability allows you to be kaveya in which way you want the chalais to happen. That's because you're creating the chalais, so you have bailus over it. And something where the chalais happens by itself, where the maisa itself creates the chalais and not the person create it, in such a case, you cannot be a master of it sufficiently to appoint a shliach or a tanai. Makes sense, said Rabbi Chana. And there is his lumdus, famous shtickle from Rabbi Chana. Yes, name me the shlichus. Unless you have a kayach or shov from the other side, your chalais is meaningless. Second of all, okay. The fact that only the bailim who owns something can sell it. Okay, if you own it, you can sell it. And if you can sell it, you can be meister your kayach of selling it to the shliach. This is only shayach if the person is payel the chalais. It's not shayach to say that he should give the koyach to the shliach. Gam hu ba'atzmai ein li koyach lahatro l'aser. He himself doesn't have this ability. But dogma megarishin shabalu machir yachal lim amater sorry when the in Gerushin, where the Baal himself is the person who is effectuating the chalais of being matter to the Isha, then that's a classical case of shlichus. Yachol imshel shleich lahater. B'chalitza im naimer da ma'isa b'teres ein la'hayavim koyach lahater. The most the yulei matzah of a shlichol matzah. The difference between kedushin and chalitza is that kedushin is effectuated by the chalais of the payel of the person. Gerushin is effectuated by the chalitza of the payel of the person. Chalitza is not. Chalitza is something that happens by elav lazeh loyim bahani shlichus loyim shlashliach loyava. Can't do that, and therefore shlichus does not help the chalitza because the yavam is not the matter. The yavam is not the matter. The ish is the megarish. The ish is the mekadesh. He's not. The yavam is not the matter. And therefore, it is no shlichus and chalitza and Tanai and Chalitza doesn't work either. Because Lav Kol Kimine doesn't have the power to put a Tanai in a Hetzer, which is done by itself and not Mikloyachayin. We only have the right to do things that are under his power. Chalitzin. Without Chalitzin, you do not have the ability to effectuate Shlichus. Rabbi Chanan likes his pshat, but he has a kash on himself. He says, this is all nice, but I don't understand why the Torah had to learn this principle from Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven. I'm giving you a beautiful svara in Chalaisin. Let's stop him up and make Bob Neruvain, which makes it into Xerxes Kosov. It's beautiful Svara. If you have power, you can put a Tanai and a Shlichus in it. You don't have power to Chalais Seven by itself. Of course, you can't. Why did Chazal need to learn this from Tanai B'nai God and Neruvain? Akasha, Lazal Lashon Marba Barak Amader. The person didn't start a Klal time. We're done with Tanai B'nai God and Neruvain. As I fret Rabbi Chanan. Shlema Hyman, Chiddush Reb Shlema, also well known piece, has more or less a similar mahalach as Rabbi Chanan. And he says, he said as far as the Muslim Shukhtai is Bira Taisis, Koychach de Namaiskach Biyad, you'll be at Var Machaira. The Chalitz will have Kamei Gershon, now please take. I just mark it there, please, in the third line. Chalitza le'avik gerushin, the chalitza had to tell you about. Shemach ye'achlamrim bein tonight. Gerushin, you have control over it. The chalitza had to tell you about. Elamaisa chalitza ba'at my matter. The yavam has no privity here. The yavam has no bias here. The yavam does not control the action. May t'chizm shlok sh'tap v'chalitza v'kach atakainza v'chulu v'chulu. Go to the next paragraph. But here gives everybody talking of Shemesh Shalai Madagab Chalitza. Okay. And then he asks Rabbi Chanan Zahara. Abu Bem Sarchiv. B'divit Agamara. The female Maestro Chalmengar. Mitanai God, Pnei Rubain, the Mashman Tanaim Chidushu, Mesvar Levadina, Kamashi, Bertis Paragaphalpi, came been doing Mitanai God, Pnei Rubain, Kim and Afshir Lemahani, Kane Lachalam, Chazar, Tech, Dibble, Chairo, Perkha Gabura, Kalmasha Kasavnu. So Rabbi Chanan asks this Kasha that the play master's Kasha, and he goes on to give a beautiful beer, which unfortunately we don't have time for. You can see it yourself. But the site is the same as Rabbi Chanan's site, just articulated somewhat differently. Using this site, the Yeshivas answer a whole set of various Shaswite Kashas. The Sefer Mishmaris Chaim, he asks the Kasha, how can you ever make a Tanai in mitzvahs? We know in Kriyat Shema, you have a problem with the Sman, You can make a Tanai. And Afikoman, everybody knows the famous Tanai, the Avi Nezer, if you have a problem with Katsais. How could you be Mekayim? How could you be Matal Tanai in the kiyum of these mitzvahs? These mitzvahs are less of a shlichus. So the principal against and ask somebody to eat matzah for you, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. Can't ask somebody to be Mekabal Malchus Shemayim for you, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. Is a raya that, so it's a kasha. If it's most less of a shlichus, how could you be Matal, the sophisticated Tanayim that the Achronim put in on kiyum? Hamitzvahs. Chari kasha, eicha chlas tanaim mitzvahs. Kriyshma kabal Shabbos gedayma. Moshleis tanaim. Mishim yu kriyshma yadayin zman kriyshma yatsa. Vlav yatsa. Kol mitzvah less of mishlichas, less of tanaim. So he says, and very nice teretz will be the previous yisayin. The reason that something which you can't do through shlichas, you can't do with tanaim, is, as Rabbi Chanan and Rabbi Shlomo explained, is because a person is not a Bailam and a Chalais. The person is not a Bailam and a Chalais. He can't make it tonight. If he is a Bailam and a Chalais, such as a garrison condition, he can insert a tonight. Therefore, when it comes to mitzvahs, the reason why you can make it tonight, and the reason why you can't do it through shlichus, is not a din of shlichus. It's not that you can't make a shlichus to eat matzah. That's not the pshat. The pshat is that there's a class of mitzvahs which the Torah was magdir as mitzvahs shebegufay. The matzah has to come into your guf. Kriyashma has to be explicated by a combination of your mind and your mouth. Can't designate it to somebody else. So not the pshat here that it's yes strong, it's not strong, there's a chalais, it's not a chalais, it's a mitzvah shebegufay. A mitzvah shebegufay is your private responsibility, but that responsibility is so powerful it allows you to make tanai in the kiyum of the mitzvah, and therefore you can effectuate Avi Nezer's tanai for achilas matzah. Nothing to do with shlichus. Here he says it. Yesh achalik made had the vokim. Vokim means between two principles. Taisa sham will call less shlichus. Bias for less shlichus. Ma'aseh the yachla soich the ma'aseh shemiyadai. Skip down. Last few lines. No. Could you just go back to where it was? Freeze. Last four lines. No. Last line of the previous paragraph. Word sideline. This is a totally different svara. Called mitzvah shebegufay, and therefore avad you can make a tanai because you own this mitzvah. He goes on further to ask, bring a kasha of a Keren Ayra, how tanai can help in a kamas nedarim. You can't make a kama through a shliach. So he says a kamas nedarim is the reason you can't do it on a shliach, not because the person is not bailam on the chalais. So there's a kasha of a kamas nedarim, which takes away that ability to effectuate it, but has nothing to do with the chalais. The Anigantif says a similar svar in Din of Shlichus, not Badasa Taisvis, but he says the mitzvah, even mitzvahs, the principle of most less of Shlichus, less of Tanai would apply. And therefore, in general, an Achinami, Tanai mitzvahs, Taka shouldn't work. Kiddush. Why not? The principle of mitzvah shebegufay should override it. Should override the strictest, please. It also a very beautiful svara. Says more or less the same svara. And at the end, he says, on the left side, upper left. Yesh Maksim, Kol Dar Mitzvah Shliach. Why can't you do a Shliach for all of our mitzvahs? Okay, Rabbi Sai, just to recapitulate, the Tamsis of Suga Taisa asked Akasha, how do you learn this klal from the Govnei Ruvain? We all learned something with a Svara. What's a Svara that most Leshem B'Slicha less than Tanai? And there are two Malachim in the Rishonim to explain this. Taisa explained that Tanai, it's only Shaykh and which other Shlichas because of Maisa Kol Kach B'Yadai. And we have to struggle to explain what Taisus means. The Ritva, the Peshuma explain that Maisa, which is Avshalos Taisa, the Shliach, is not a Maisa Gomor. And therefore, you can like, you may die. It's not a complete, finished file. Something which is Avshalos Taisa, the Shliach, it's a Maisa Gomor. And therefore, Le'asa Dibur Mevatel Maisa. That's the two Mahalchim in the Rishonim and Achrayim. Rashivas B'chonon and Rishonim explain Taisus and Svara. That din shlichus and din tanaim only work in something which a person can be pa'alach halais, such as gerush and a kedushin. If you can be pa'alach halais, then he has the power to decide in which way he wants to be pa'alach halais. That includes either a shlichus or a tanai. But something with a halais comes by itself, where the ma'aseh itself is pa'alach halais, not the person. He does not have the ability to be gavaya how the halais should happen, and therefore shlichus and tanai do not work. And therefore, say the Achrayim, it's understood why mitzvahs such as Kriyat Shema and Afikayim, even though you can't do that with a shliach, you should be able to be matur and tanai. Why? Because the reason why you can't do it is because in such a case, a person not ba'al man chalais. Answers answer the Rosh Hashivas, when it comes to mitzvahs, the time you can't do it on a shliach is because it's a new halach called mitzvah shebegufay. The mitzvah shebegufay is mafkia, the ability to do any type of halachic actions connected to it, because it's a different chavrutik issue. Okay, everybody, say beautiful set of svaras here, Narasehu and Achrayim, and this is for this week's daf. We're continuing our mahalach of speaking on Sunday. For the limit of the daf for the coming week, I will see everybody in Mirtzshem next week. Everybody have a good day.